Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
John Batchelor with my colleague, Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. From the CNN report, after nearly 3 hours of oral argument, several of the justices seemed willing to embrace a result that could jeopardize the ability to hold a trial before the November election. What are they talking about? The intention of Jack Smith's special counsel to prosecute former President Trump, not only for the January 6th events, but also for the mishandling of private secret documents at Mar-a-Lago. Professor, the second paragraph of CNN says, jeopardize the ability to hold a trial. On the basis of what, Professor? The Supreme Court's decision is due at the end of June.
Well, what's going to happen is they're going to say, which is the Justice Department manual, you do not allow political interventions or considerations to determine the pace or the structure of a particular trial. It's an effort to make sure that the Justice Department doesn't get weaponized against one party or another. And in my particular view, there's no particular reason why you have to have this trial before the election. The argument on the other side, which is commonly made, is that if you have it before the election, the American people will get to know the truth about Donald Trump. No, I think what the problem is, if you have this particular election, or these trials, they will be so utterly inflammatory and so forth, and that people will have to make a judgment as to just how bad the trials are. If people want to find out information about Donald Trump and vote against him, there are lots of sources that you could do independent of this trial. And so I think what Justice Gorsuch said is correct. When you have an immunity question, it's one of the hardest questions to solve, and you don't want to rush into a permanent rule that's going to last past this election, because if you look at the kinds of things that Trump are going to be charged with, I can easily imagine lots of things that Joe Biden has done that somebody else could want to bring criminal prosecution for. So he says we'd better do it slowly and get it right. And it turns out there are two kinds of errors. You prosecute too much, you prosecute too little. Very difficult to find the middle ground. And so some people said, well, we do it for personal but not for official act. That is, you could punish them for the former but not the latter. And when you protest the outcome of an election, are you doing it as a personal matter or as an official matter? It's all so hard to say. So he says, I want you guys to think about it. And the important thing is to delay it. And I think the Chief Justice is correct in his general intuitions here, as in the insurrection cases. You don't want legal proceedings to muck up what is going to be a very difficult and complicated election. And so they'll hold it over in order to get the rule for the ages. And this is, I think, just a perfectly good sense of prudence. I mean, everything that is going on here is so pugnacious and so obnoxious. I mean, you start looking at the cast of characters who are bringing these particular cases, and you have absolutely no confidence in them. And particularly since it turns out that the Justice Department gives a very long leash to everybody who's going after Trump and takes its own sweet time with respect to going after Hunter Biden for his various situations. The administration is, in fact, a partisan player. Very hard to assure they're independent. It's almost impossible. So the prudent thing is to let the election take its course, and then after that, you can decide whatever you want. So my views have actually shifted in the last couple of months to being more sympathetic to the immunity claim. And why is that? Because I thought these were high-quality prosecutions. I might go the other way. But I think for the most part that this is all very terrible stuff, including the Jack Smith, because he doesn't have...
We have 30 seconds. Please continue.
What you do is you now have these second-tier, very awkward charges stretching the law. And the general view is if you want to break into new grounds and to go after a president and get rid of the immunity, you have to have strong facts and strong law. And in this particular case, it looks as if the government is weak on the facts and weak on the law, so it should just back off.
Professor Richard Epstein, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution on Palo Alto's Stanford campus, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, Drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.